Now it's time for some of the letters to the evening news. No shortage of views from the paper's readers, as you can imagine. But we've tried to select letters which are not too long and have a variety of themes. Big Knolled House and the Tombland Toilets feature, and the iconic Bridget Roxham gets a mention. Emailer Cassandra writes about the Tombland Toilets demolition. Appalling that this project is even entertaining cutting down healthy, beautiful trees that are a joy in the summer when Tombland is scented with lime blossom. Even more outrageous as limes are brilliant pollution absorbers. We don't want these replaced with spindly new saplings. Please, Norfolk County Council and Norwich tree officers, reconsider and save Tombland's trees. The Norwich lime trees were planted across the city as part of a beautification project. It says it all about our times that they're to be ripped out in favour of an unused cycle path. Lots of other species in the historic centre are dying because they can't adapt to climate change. These limes are robust and healthy. Please leave them alone.
Our chaplain of Norwich worries about Big Knolled House in Surrey Street. I note this listed building is to be converted into apartments. It was the Norwich Union Museum with many important contents and features. The first floor salon contained the restored amicable charter, the oldest extant registration of an insurance company. There were fingerprints on the doors, which had been coveted by royalty. On the walls were trompe l'oeil panels, which were presumably listed with the building. It contained an early fire engine. I assume these features will not be compromised by this conversion.
Sue Hutchins of Hovton talks about the demands on the narrow Roxham Bridge. As building continues relentlessly north of Hovton and Rackheath, some consideration must surely be given eventually to the fact that access to the north from Norwich depends very heavily on river crossings at Coltishall and Roxham. The ancient Roxham Bridge is continually congested with severe tailbacks. This week, heavy flooding made the situation considerably worse. I can't help thinking if either one of these bridges became out of action, it would create total chaos.
Finally, Val Baker of Dereham enthuses about the regular garden programme broadcast by Radio Norfolk. With regard to letters relating to the Radio Norfolk Garden Party programme on Saturdays, this phone-in is popular. Other programmes cover the whole country and therefore conditions vary. It gives advice to the many newcomers and to experienced gardeners. As a result of the pandemic, there are many new gardeners who have found out the joy of tasting homegrown vegetables and planting flowers. Gardening is not seasonal. There is work to do throughout the year in the garden. The programme also promotes cookery and rural crafts. There is plenty of music for all tastes and sport. Surely 2 hours a week devoted to this very popular hobby is not too much to ask. Finally, the new presenter is doing a great job.